Our main goal is to bring this South Sudanese community together and fight the stereotype that always divide them into cultural lines, into the identities and also their locations, because they are put in different villages or different clusters that always, you know, remind them that in this village we are only Nuer, in this village we are only Dinka, in this village we are only Equatorian. So to ease our peace building work, we want to bring the 64 tribe representatives to come and, you know, share their cultural values, share the peace building initiative together, and fight the negative propaganda that people outside Rhino Camp always fuel to them to divide the community. Yeah, so we thought of this for quite a long time, and it's unfortunate that on the 7th of this month, on the 17th of June, there was that conflict that erupted in Chika village between the Dinkas and the Nuer, and this has put us into more pressure to make sure we do this event as fast as possible, because we, the South Sudanese, need solutions for ourselves by ourselves. We believe no one from outside will bring it among ourselves. It is us to initiate it.
So what key messages will be flagged during the dialogue?
We have particularly made four topics that the communities will have to elaborate on. One is community leadership and initiatives. We want South Sudanese communities to really tell us how do they lead their community to make sure they embrace others. What leadership style are they putting in place, or cultural initiatives that make sure they hold us as South Sudanese, not different circles of our side.
Mm-hmm.
We have two, hate speech mitigation. We know there's a lot of hate speech that's going on, and even the incident of Chika was just fueled by hatred, you know, because it was something small, but it triggered a fight that made us lose 4 lives. So we will talk about the hate speech influence and how we can mitigate it within our communities to live as one. The third topic will be embracing our cultures and building a bridge. Some people don't actually know our cultures, our values, our norms. So we want to learn about those cultures that promote peace in the Dinka community, in the Nuer community, in the Kafa community. Let's talk about the positive things about our community than the negative. Fourth will be one refugee, one identity. This is a topic that will be related to our life in the refugee camp. We only have one tribe that is called refugee. So we only have one tribe that is called South Sudanese. So we want to talk beyond this small 64 tribes and focus on how can we live as refugees, one.
Hmm.
Two, as, you know, build a bridge among the cultures. Yes. So this build a bridge is something we thought of, to bring the 64 and, you know, try to build an intercultural relation among ourselves.
Right.
And then finally, we'll be engaging the communities in how they can, you know, unkick violence and promote peace through community participation. I know a lot of peace processes don't involve the voices at the lower level, at the grassroots. So this time we want to give them a space, you know, to talk about how they can eliminate violence conduct and only promote peace through collective community participation.
Right. And John Dahl, I'm just curious to know why now. I mean, refugees have not just started to live in Rhino Camp, and you're saying this is the first of its kind dialogue. I mean, why now?
The refugees have been thinking that someone somewhere will come and, you know, bring peace or maybe cause peace. But now, as South Sudanese organization, as a community-based organization found and led by refugees ourselves, we have realized that enough is enough. We cannot wait for someone else outside. We have to start it ourselves, and it is the right time, you know, to call ourselves one tribe, one identity, and one people. And it is only when we call ourselves together and talk about our differences in a free and safe and secure environment.
Right. So who are the people behind this initiative?
This initiative has been started by the Youth Social Advocacy Team, which is me and my team. Yes, we are a team, a diverse team from Nuer, Dinka, you know, Bari. We have over 6 tribes represented in that community-based organization. And through the Defy Hate Now project that supports our actions to call for peace and hate speech mitigation, we initiated this to, you know, raise awareness and to make sure for those who are interested, there are either individuals or organizations to join us and make this happen.
Right.